Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged into GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans. Welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody out there? Hope everybody having a mighty fine day. Weather's been real hot around here lately. Boy, oh boy, racing still go on every weekend around the country, around here. We all love the good weather. Have the great races go on. Got a lot of things coming up, a lot of races coming up. But before we get off and all that, want to make sure we get Ernie on here. Talk about his great tech tip. Ernie, how you doing out there?
Hey, Tracy, what's going on this evening?
Not a whole lot, just trying to stay cool.
Hey, I got to tell her, we got 85 degrees today. I'm happy for it. We've had a hot one. You know, the heat has affected a lot of things, and I've actually been amiss by not mentioning it earlier in the summer, that with stock, you know, how are you storing your fuel really matters. If you're buying out of a 55-gallon drum, when the heat heats up the drum, it causes the chemicals in the fuels to start breaking down. If you've ever opened up a 55-gallon drum, you'll notice that when you first open it, you get that big huff. A big huff is, well, it's pressure that's built up. What's in that pressure? It's the fuel itself breaking down the chemical formula. So if you're going to run fuels, unless you run a lot of them, a lot of races, try to buy your fuels in sealed 5-gallon drums. Or if several of you go together, buy a 55-gallon drum, instantly put it in your drums, I mean your fuel jugs, seal them up good. When you're at the races, the temperature that the fuel is stored at is extremely important. I've seen temperatures in cars as high as 140 degrees. So that's not conducive to having a good fuel charge going into your motor. As the fuel gets hot, it thins down, doesn't carry as much of any of its octane ratings or anything else. And in the old days, we used to get what was called vapor lock. When it just got too hot underneath the hood and the gasoline that we were running pulled off and left this big vapor in the gas line and you couldn't run it. So in the old days, we had an ice can mounted underneath the hood. The fuel line ran through it. And we poured ice in it, and hopefully that kept the car from vapor locking on a pass. But on your racing fuels today, they're so synthetic that when they vaporize, you're getting a whole lot more fumes and vapors out of your fuel cell. When you're pouring the fuel out of the jugs, out of the funnel, everywhere. And there's a lot of sparks built up in a race car, not including the static charge that you build up moving around the car, grass, sliding through the seat of your truck, especially on dry, hot days. You build up a big static charge. And all it takes is one spark from a static charge in the wrong time, and you've got a fire on your hands. So keep the fuel cool, and all fuel is actually rated at 60 degrees ambient temperature. So, you know, we know straight off that we're already working with fuels that are vaporizing in normal temperatures. So keep your fuels cool, keep them clean, keep them out of the sun. The sunlight itself can cause fuels to break down. If you want to take a little test, take a little of your fuel, put it in a glass jar, seal it up, put it out in the sun. And if it's got a dye tail in it, say blue or purple or any of the other colors, watch how long it takes for the sun to bleach out that dye. Well, it's also taking out not only the dye, but other chemicals. So be careful with your fuels. Watch out for the raised fire hazards that we're having. And the cooler your fuel is going to be, the more horsepower you're going to make, the more consistent your car is going to be. So, Tracy, that's what we've got tonight. It's just a little education on temperatures. And I could guide this talk to you about CompuCar Nitric Systems. And on Monday nights, we got the Ask Ernie Tech Talk Show on Willie the Old Blog Talk Radio. Listen on that. We also got an archive if you can't. And if you need any parts, pieces, accessories, give us a call. We'll help you with your tune-ups or any other problems you got. 1-800-NITRUS. 1-800-648-7687. Also remember, I almost forgot myself. I'm telling you to remember, and I'm going to forget. Atomic Dog Special. Bottle heaters. Till the end of this month. 6 more days, I think it is. Are on sale for $50. September 1st, they're going back to their regular cost, their regular price, which is $125. So, you listen to Tracy, and he brings a lot of good stuff to you. You can save $75 if you order before September 1st. That's like, that's like buying one, getting one free, and getting $25 back. So, pay attention. If you need one, winter time's coming. Tracy, I appreciate you letting me come on, and keep a good show going, man.
All right, appreciate you, Ernie. Like you say, them bottle warmers gonna come in handy, guys. They ain't always gonna be this hot. We know we gonna need them, so hey, they're the safest way. We gotta do what we gotta do to try to make that change and try to get them bottle warmers. So Ernie got a great deal on them, so hey, reach out there. Take care of your business and take advantage of that great discount he gives us. All right, Ernie, we sure appreciate it.
Tracy, y'all have a good night.
All right. All right, all right. Well, got some shows coming up. As you know, we got a show coming up. I know there's a big show coming up this weekend. Show coming up. I believe it's one in Houston. I believe it's one in Dallas. Labor Day weekend is always some shows around here people can go to. So, hey, pick a show you're going to go to. Go out and enjoy yourself and be safe where you decide to go. But also, October the 25th, I'm going to take that back. Yeah, we got Canada on here. I know Canada got a race September the 20th. Big Sleep, if you're on here, Big Sleepy got a race September the 20th. Bar none, fade all, going on Little River. And if you're on there, you can push the one button and tell the folks about the show. Also, October 25th, there's a big race going on. North Star Drag Race, the best hooking track in the state of Texas. I always seem to make sure, if nothing else, he got that track on kill. And you can race the wee hours of the night. Everybody knows Gene does the best he can to make sure his track is racer friendly. And on kill, where people don't have no problem. If you got some power, you can put it down. This track will break your car before you break that track. Now, Gene on here, want to come on, talk about a show we got. Supposed to have the world's fastest Pro-Mod with Frankie Taylor in the house. Doug Reaston, some good match races going on October 25th. So, guys, make your plans to support Gene. We've been doing that October 25th race the last couple of years. So, go out and try to support him. Gene, if you're on here, if you want to come on here and talk about your October 25th show, feel free. While on that October 25th show, we're going to have another show, Grudge Inc. is coming to town. Along with myself, Atomic Dog, November the 15th. I'm going to try to do something at that track again before we go off in December. So, you got an upcoming show. You want to mention about it? I don't have a problem for you guys to come support Prescott, Arkansas. T Mac and him got a show going on September 6th. It'll be a nice show. Plan on trying to be in the house before T Mac and the gang from Arkansas. T Mac, if you're out there, you can come on and tell the folks what you got.
Hey, I go to Tommy Dog. I had a lot of background noise, man. I was trying to get in there.
What's going on?
Nothing much, man. How's it been going, Grudge World? Tommy Dog, me, Sharon, everybody. Yeah, man, I'm going to try to keep it short and sweet. Try to keep it short and sweet, man. We got a hell of a show we done tried to put together, you know, we put in, you know, a lot of hard working time and trying to get this thing and make the best we can make it for the, you know, for the state of Arkansas and all the Grudge fans from here. Well, September the 6th, we having a big Grudge Fest. We got a lot of heavy, high-profile racers that's going to be coming in. You know, a lot of little guys, small guys. We got a 29 and a down shootout in the power adder in the front suspension. Like I said, I'm going to give you a list of the names that's supposed to be there. We got Tony Thorne out of Texas. We got Nightmare out of Texas. Butler Boys out of Texas. Pretty Tone out of Texas. You out of Texas. Then we got the Pipeline guys. They're going to be there. We got Alley Cat supposed to be out of Texas. We got Tony Primetime Bynes and Cowboy and Jamie going to be there. 901 Bad Boys, Dunye out of Chicago. And we got a lot of local racers that's going to be there from the state of Arkansas trying to represent and try to do what they do.
All right, man. Sounds like you got a good lineup, man. Hey, look forward to seeing you now.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys. They're trying to lock in, but they're trying to get a few races out the way, you know, make sure they don't hurt nothing or nothing like that. But come next week, I should have a list of some locked-in races. We got a lot of guys that's trying to go at each other, throw down on the phone pretty much every day trying to negotiate and get at each other. But between them guys there and us, and I think it's going to be a lot of good racing going on that day. I really do.
All right.
I appreciate that, man. Like I said, I'm having my son baseball game. There's a lot of noise around.
Okay.
So I'm going to go back and do the list, man. Man, I'll jump in when I get a check.
All right. Appreciate that. Also, I think we got show enough. Got a race coming on, coming up at Louisiana. Ricky out there? Hey, Ricky out there. Ricky got a race coming up at No Problem Dragway. Show enough. Lock in. Also on the 30th, I believe, it's Saturday. I don't know if Ricky's out there or not. I haven't seen the push the one button, so. Guys, go where you're going to go, support where you're going to go. You know, have your fun, be safe. This whole Labor Day weekend. Ken, we got any hands up out? Anybody?
No, you don't have any more hands up.
All right. Well, I want to talk about something, you know, this is some things, it's something to talk about, you know. And when I speak, I'm speaking not just right here in Texas, I'm Grudge racing around the world. Now you hear people talk about total dominance. Total dominance. As a Grudge racer, what does total dominance mean to you? With the Grudge racing going on and races going on week to week, they got Grudge racing going on week to week all over the country, man. You know, hey, and you hear people sometimes come on, they speak about certain cars and say those cars dominate. You know, when you got total dominance, here we are getting close. The last 3-4 months of the year, who are some of the people who would you say have been total dominate in the grudge game around the country? And if you don't know some of the races from around the country, who are some of the guys in your area? Now, we talking about from the small tie guys to the big tie guys. What is total dominance? You know, you hear names like Big Tie Pro Mart names, you hear names like Five Speed, Tree Man, Old Jack. You hear those names. You also hear names like Jekyll, Hyde, Shadow, Troublemaker, The Beast, you know. You hear guys with names like that, come on down, you hear Tony Pines, 901 Bad Boy, Tony Thorn, Donye, you know, Pretty Tony. You know, you hear all these guys' names, Butler Boys early in the year. You know, you've been hearing a lot of The Grudge. You know, you hear a lot of folks' names throughout the year. But per se, around the country and around in your area, who are some of the guys that you think best fit the 2014 description of total dominance this far? Who are some of the guys, you know, are they mostly small-time guys? Seem like to me, 2014, the small tie guys' names have been mentioned week in and week out. Week in and week out. Who are some of the guys in 2014 this year do you think name fit the total dominance? Now, when you say total dominance, that means these guys here are taking care of their business week in, week out. Whether win, lose, or draw, these guys are doing their thing, but more so the guys that's doing it and that's winning just about wherever they go. Who are the names of the guys that you think Grudge World represent that name the best? It's not always the fastest car, because it was evident of what happened this weekend when you hear names like The Shadow, The Birdman, the new boy out of Assassin, The Beast. You hear names like that? Those guys are big names, but how many of them would you say, which names would you say to represent domination thus far in 2014? I just like to have the Grudge World to speak on that. You know, it's not always the fastest car. So if anybody kept up with racing around the country this weekend, one car that we know that all year they've been talking about the most dominating car, didn't run a whole lot, but every time he was on the scene, you know, he was favored, and it was a great big $30,000 race going on this past weekend, and a lot of people probably feared this particular car, which is the Shadow, which we know is a bad car. You can't take nothing from it. Can't take nothing from it. It's got the title of being one of the most dominant cars, along with the Birdman. The Birdman has been out of action. That's another car. But it's been a whole lot going on in 2014, and you hadn't seen a lot of those cars in action. And there's a lot of other folks who've been bringing action and been dominating it. I just kind of want to put it out there and see what the Grudge World thinks on when the 2014, when you speak on the world dominance thus far, who are some of the people that's been dominating this grudge game, regardless of what level they on. I'm going to go to the line. I'm going to push the one button and like to get some input on it. It's what you think. It's where you're from. You know, hey, we just want to know. Does that word fit, or is that word exaggerated just to the most popular cause? Is that word exaggerated some just to the most popular cause? We got some small-time guys around here that bring action a lot around the country, and sometimes we don't mention them. This is an opportunity for you guys to give some of the guys that you know that race a lot, and, you know, hey, they step out there and they win. They could have been having a dominating year. One from around here, whether you like them or not, Nightmares of Cause got a pretty successful record. Boys in this area, within their team, you got to take your hats off to them and say, hey, within their rim, they've been pretty successful. So that would be a call that I feel would, you know, got a dominating title, you know. Another call. I don't want to come and just give all my names. I just did that one because I think that one right now so far has probably got a 9-2 record. From my knowledge, got a 9-2 record. 9-2 record for 2014, I think it's a pretty good record. It's got that title. But let's just push the one button, guys, and let's see who are some of the people. There's not always the big name. If you break it down and look at it, there's not always the big name that people think that's actually been dominating in 2014. I'm going to back up. We're going to go to the lines. Guys, help me out. Y'all push the one button, and we like to see who do you think. Who do you think, and who are some of the people? Let the growers world know around the country. So, Sharon, let's go to the lines and see if we got anybody that want to speak of it. Guys, give the folks credit where it's due. You know, you don't have to be reserved. You don't have to hate on nobody. It is what it is. It's 2014. It's just about over. We ain't got about 3.5 months of this stuff left, 2014. Who are some of the guys been dominating that we need to, you know, let their names be mentioned? And some of the small guys, I think, names are probably going to be up towards the forefront. And some of these guys that don't get a lot of recognition, so. Anybody can push the one button and help me out and give me some of what you think? Or do you think that word is total overrated? Got anybody out there? Nobody want to speak on it? Everybody want to be shy? No hand went up. What we got, Sharon?
Doobie, your mic is open.
What's going on, Tracy? Miss Sharon. Hey, man, you got to look
Doobie?
At that old Bushnell out there by you, man.
Yeah, Bushnell is a name that, he'll go race. Bushnell is a name, you know, that he will go race. Bushnell is one of the names, my opinion, or is it one of the Texas cars. Bushnell is one of the names that have stepped up, my opinion, to be one of Texas' most traveled cars 2014. So Bushnell is definitely a guy that done stepped up and wants to make a name for himself outside the state of Texas. And I think it's becoming to be recognized, as you know, I believe they went 2-2 a couple of weeks ago when they went way up to Orangeburg in South Carolina. So I know Bushnell done been to Louisiana. I know Bushnell done been to Mississippi. I know Bushnell done been to Arkansas. So, you know, hey, Bushnell, he's one of the guys, man, a small-time guy that, you know, you take a year or two ago, many people didn't know much about him. But, hey, Bushnell is a small-time guy who stepped up, you know, and a traveling and stepped up, in my opinion, always looking to try to make action and try to get a race. So you definitely want to throw Bush Van name in the hat with one of the guys, whether you like him or not like him, the guy trying to race, man, you can't take that from him. It's not easy. It's not easy to go run these cars, you know, week in and week out. I definitely sure can't do it. It's not easy to do. But Bushnell's one of the guys that, try to do his best you can to go out and do that. So, what else, man? Name a few others. What do you think? Where did he go? Doobie?
Hey, man,
somebody jumping in and help Doobie out. Doobie on mute. Somebody jumping in and help Doobie out with some of these guys, man, do you think to try to dominate the game and grudge racing, you know? Don't be shy about these people. See, that's one thing that I know is personally about when they come around here to Texas, this is my opinion, like it or not like it, this is the way I feel. Whenever you open it up to the country, Texas be real reserved on throwing people names out there. Texas got a hell of a lot of races. The guys race, a lot of these guys race awful lot. You know, awful lot. Everywhere they go, they bring an action. I'm going to throw another name in the hat just off. Hey, it ain't a Texas guy, but T-Mac. T-Magnum. T-Magnum got a small tire 28 S10 truck. They travel. Them guys come to Texas. Them guys go to Mississippi. Them guys go to Georgia. Them guys go to Carolina. They're another small tire group that done stepped up, and they started late last year and then carried it on in 2014 of making a name for themselves in the grudge game. Man, you know, there's guys stepping their game up. Everybody can't step their game up, and everybody can't always travel all this distance. But there's some guys, even right here in Texas, they might not travel a whole lot, but they still bring action within their state. Everybody can't afford to travel a whole lot. But, you know, when it comes to talking about grudge races across the country, hey, you know, you want to let these guys know, Pretty Tony, I think they got something about a 24-25-4-5 record. I mean, small tie guy. A lot of guys outside the state of Texas don't know that Pretty Tony and them record is probably, far as I know, probably up and probably the top five racers in the country with racing that much. Even though they hadn't traveled outside the state of Texas, I know they went to Arkansas, but they race week in and week out, and they got small tires and they bring in action. So when you look at guys that, you know, who dominant, they might not be dominant on a national level, but I think their names need to be recognized as being dominant on fours. Hey, around here in Texas, I don't think, I may be wrong, I stand to be corrected, but I don't believe nobody in the state of Texas have a better record than Pretty Tony's them group of being 20-some races and less than 6 losses. So their name is definitely a name that need to be recognized also. So, hey, man, you know, hey, guys, push the one button and tell us who some of you think. I go on Facebook all the time, and I see a lot of people talking about a lot of other folks and talk about certain cars. And I see different groups. There's groups out there. There's groups of people out there, and they be putting up lists of cars who they feel like are some of the baddest cars in certain categories. And, you know, some of these guys don't know some of these guys around here. But, man, you want to try to get some of these guys that don't get a whole lot of recognition nationwide. They won't get recognition. The people won't know who they are if you don't come on here and you don't kind of speak and talk about them. You know, people are staying in their own backyard, and a lot of times you don't get the recognition at the end of the year when nominees and stuff start coming up about cars and certain groups, people knowing them. So the only way these folks going to get known, man, is you got to mention these folks on these national radios, and you got to talk about these folks as they're doing their thing. You kind of got to put it out there and let the grudge world know that these are racers, and these racers bring a lot of action within they mean. So, hey, man, I'm just kind of curious to who are some of the people. You know, we all know about the Pro Mars, the Extreme Back Hat, but if you look at them, me personally, this is just my opinion personally, the Pro Mars have been, my opinion right now, the one of the most disappointing years in Pro Mars racing this year. And I'm going to say it like this. People might not like what I'm going to say, but you know I'm vocal. I speak my mind. Don't make me no difference. Last year and the year before, you heard a lot more about certain promos, and they was having shootouts for them, and people were talking about them. They was getting into the water box trying to make action. I'm going to say it right now. The most talked about, probably the most feared promoter in the Grudge game right now, because of people, I believe it's people just got, it's questionable, but I think it's Tree Man. Grudge World, promoter guy, I know you probably don't like that. I know you probably say I'm being biased, but it is what it is. I think the man have challenged just about every promoter in the Grudge game and have not got a race with but one promoter in the Grudge game 2014, and that was when he ran the bullet when he went to Louisiana. That guy will travel. That guy always wanted to race, but you can't race if nobody don't race you. Yeah, you can say he was racing some back ass, but guess what? Those are the people that gave him a race. The other promoters didn't. So why would you penalize a guy and say, hey, he hadn't been trying to dominate if a promoter won't race him? I think me personally, just my opinion, I think he's one of the most feared promoter Grudge cars in the game 2014 right now. So, hey, man, I'm just going to say it, but I want some other folks to come on here and talk about it. Who are some of these people? People, push the one button. Put these guys' name out there. I guarantee you, man, Grudge Inc. every year comes out with nominees for Grudge Races of the Year for certain classes of the real. Go ahead.
What happened to Mr. Five Speed and all them guys, man? I ain't heard about them guys racing. Nobody should.
Mr. Five Speed, my opinion, Mr. Five Speed have a reputation of he will race. Now, I know Mr. Five Speed over the last few years, he will race. But I think that's some bad blood. And me personally, my opinion, I think Mr. Five Speed is hiding behind the bad blood. That's my opinion. I'm told to my opinion, whether I'm right or wrong, Mr. Five Speed will race because of the bad blood. It's bad blood, in my opinion. It's always some bad blood in the Grudge game. I don't care where you go. Guys not always going to like each other. Guys not always going to do things right. Guys going not always
take it out
have a stipulation right.
Take
it out. When you got that bad blood and you're a Grudge racer, you got to have that thick skin. And, man, it is what it is. You got to live to get past that. But if you're a Grudge racer, you know, that's just my opinion. I just feel like that. I just feel like right now, Tree Man got some folks in the Grudge game a little on the eerie side where I personally think they fear him. I think they in fear of the unknown. Five Speed is a racer. His car do run good. Old Jack's out there. They say they're a racer. They
so
will race.
Background.
Hey, guys, these guys have not, my opinion, and from what I know, have not stepped up and tried to accommodate a race with Tree Man, and they know this man is ready to go. And Tree Man will travel. So, I mean, it is what it is. Like it or not, that's just my opinion. I'm tired to it. Five Speed, I know he got some other issues going on, and you got to understand that. You got to respect that. And I know he got some other issues going on, and it might be preventing him, but there was a big opportunity to sell the score when you had them promos on the same ground. And, man, you know, a killer, they're going to find a way to race. I mean, we had them promos. There was something went on that wasn't right. But when a guy decided they're going to go down the track, there was a way that you could have got it on. Sometimes if you can't get it on, you get it on. and you get it on by going to the water box and doing what you do. That's my opinion, you know. I like to see that race, and I know Tree Man like to see it, and I believe Five Speed wants to, but, you know, hey, maybe the year ain't over yet. It might happen. We don't know. But the ProMod rim have been the most disappointing in 2014 because it seemed like everybody is hiding in the bushes from Tree Man. That's just my opinion. So, man, let's just go to line that chair and see if we got somebody else want to come up and speak, want to come up and talk about some of these dominating cars. Hey, man, God, don't sit back, man. This show is full. Every week people are texting me. They can't get on, want us to get them on, and we got folks on here won't push the one button, won't talk. Man, don't be ashamed. This is grudge racing. You got to have thick skin in this game. You got to be able willing to say what you say, and you got to be able to say why you say what you say to try to support it. It's all opinionated, whether people like it or not. It is what it is. It's grudge racing. It's a bad boy sport. And, man, guess what? If you don't like it, do something about it.
Fantastic.
You can get on these internet and you can beat the keyboard to death saying what you're saying and hide behind these fake names. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, but now, what's up?
What's happening, man?
What's up, Michelle?
Hey, Bushnell.
Man, I just want to race like a lot of them guys. You done named some of them guys' name out there, man, about the race shit, man. I don't want to be like no motherfucking body. I want to be like me, and they like them. But at the same time, I just want to race behind a lot of them guys. You know what I mean? Like the guys that's been out there racing. You know, I don't have to call them names. People that know their name throughout the years. You know, they race four or five times that event and shit, man. You know, that's the kind of shit I follow, Tommy Dog. You know, I want to do shit like that. I just want to race.
But I'm gonna ask you this, Bushnell, because you will race, and like I say, I remember when you called me and we talked about it and we went to Florida, that was one of your first times of trying to venture out a long way from home. You went to try to get a feel, right, of how this grudge game going around the country. You wanted to get a feel, and I believe when you went to Florida, you saw, man, I want to be a name. I want to be a name. I want to be a force in this game. And that's just my opinion. I think going to Florida helped motivate you for 2014, of where you want to be, what you want to do, how you want to get known on a national level. What would you say about that?
Hey, man, you just got to go, Tommy. You know what I'm saying? You get over there, you win, you lose, it don't even make no difference. They ain't going to rate you if you win or lose. They just going to rate you if you take your ass over there and race. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting ready for Bell Rose Saturday. You know, I might come back Sunday and be over in Houston, you know, or either go Alabama. I don't know where I'm going, man, but I just want to go wherever they at, Tommy. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter if I go over there and win, it don't matter if I go there and lose. I can take a loss just like I take a win. I'm still going to smile, you know, at the end of the day. So it really ain't shit to me, man.
Yeah, I know. You definitely going to race, win, lose, or draw. I mean, you know, you definitely going to step out there and you're going to try to bring some action, you know. I mean, Ben, everybody, I understand, I'm one. There ain't no way I can go race as much as Bushnell. There's just not no way that I can do it. I wish I could, but I can't. Bushnell, he tried to make himself available, and that guy is stepping out, and he's going. He's trying to make action. He's trying to race. Actually, he's one of the cars that helped him keep Texas' name on the map when it comes to racing outside of Texas. So, hey, man, keep doing what you're doing, man. You know, hey, seems like you're having fun doing it. That's what it's all about.
I ain't going no motherfucking way. I'm going to keep on doing it until I can't do it no motherfucking more, man. So it really ain't shit. I'm having a blast doing all down the year. Having a blast, see these dudes out here racing and shit, bringing his action and shit. You know, these folks, these fans, all kind of shit. I'm for all that shit, man. So it really don't fucking matter, Tommy.
Yeah, I heard you say you was going to lose out. You got locked in?
The fucking phone, I got locked in. Where I been going, I been locked in races, Tommy. I tell you, I been winning the shit. I lock in races. I think I'm 4-2 on lock-in races, and I think I'm out of three grudge races. I think I'm 2-3 on that. So you know, I ain't beat my got my chest stuck out, man. But I just been trying to get it, Tommy. So Like I said, I've been watching. My phone is stuck on the weather station because I'm just trying to see if it's going to blow by so I can go over there. I got a locked-in race with that Bill Rose, and they got a shootout over there, a 28 shootout. I'm going to try to go over there and do some good over there, and then, you know, hopefully, we can get it on over here Sunday over here at this local track. I know somebody going to race me at the local track, so you know, I'm going to be available to do that, too. But when I come to local track, I'm running straight off the trailer. I ain't making no shakedown pass.
Who you got your eyes on? I know you were right. I know you did.
They all want to race me.
You had a beef with
them. They all want to race me. I'm going to race all ass, Tommy. I don't know how I'm going to race them. Listen to this good words, bro. I'm going to race all ass. They all want to race me. I'm going to race. I don't know how I'm going to race them, but I'm going to race their ass some kind of way. So I don't know how we going to do it or how it's going to go down, but I'm going to race their ass, you know, because they all want to try me. So, you know, I've been getting action like that all my life. I ain't never had no problem about getting no grudge racing time. I've been having action ever since I've been having my car at the track, so it ain't never been no problem me getting no action. I keep some action.
Well, how are you
and Glassman?
I know y'all been going to bed.
Hey, they're banging on some fuck-up shit. I might not let them hustle. It just depends how I feel, man, you know. If I feel like I can get on the tree good, I might race some of them guys on the tree. But if I don't feel like I'm going to get on the tree, I got a high gun say he will come drive my car. But I really don't want nobody to drive my car, man. I really want that fame my goddamn self. You know what I mean, Tommy? You know, if I get my ass whooped, I got my
Bushnell.
Ass whooped. You know, I don't want nobody to drive my car.
But now, you're a grudge racer, and you race a lot.
Yeah.
But I heard something out your mouth was kind of startling me.
Yeah.
When you say how you feel on the tree.
Yeah.
When you a high gun and you a killer and you know your car, regardless what the man do on the other side, you know you feel like you're gonna drive your car better than anybody.
Tell me, dog.
So
I tell you what I'm gonna do, Tommy dog. If they beat me off the tree, if I feel like I ain't gonna let nobody do it, Tommy. Ain't nobody gonna get in that motherfucker.
Saying,
I'm gonna do it myself. If I get beat off the tree, I get beat off the tree.
Sam, it's just my opinion. Again, it's just my opinion. When I hear you say what you just said, sound like to me
yeah.
that you don't have confidence in yourself on the tree.
I do, but I mean, it's just that shit up and down, man. You know, even the best can fuck up on trees, man. I mean, that shit up and down.
Yeah, yeah, right. So, yeah,
I really can't tell you.
You know your car better than anybody. Why would you put somebody
do it,
there? They might be real sharp on a tree, then get in your car, and hell, you do better than them.
I just kind of, you know, sometimes, you know, I do all my shit myself, but sometimes, man, I do need a goddamn break, but Tommy, if you know what I mean, man. I drive, I'm a mechanic, you know what I'm saying, I negotiate, you know. It's a lot with me by myself, man, you know, it's a lot. And, you know, I don't know, I think you got 4 or 5 people to help you, you know, do shit, you know. I mean, I don't ever beg nobody to do shit, man. I've been raised by myself for years, so I'm used to it. It really ain't no thing, you know. But, I mean, sometimes, Tommy, man, sometimes you do want to take a motherfucking deep breath, man.
I hear you. I hear you, Bushnell. I hear you. I heard that. You know, I sometimes feel like I want somebody else to drive, and I want to stand back and look. I feel that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, it ain't like I don't give a damn about getting whooped like that.
Let me get
that
ass
first.
It's
just, man, you know.
Who was that? Wait a minute. Sound like that with that clown. Was that clown said, let me get that ass first? Was that
yeah,
that clown?
Yeah. Yeah,
now,
that
watch
ass
watch that. Wait a minute. Now, I said sometimes I feel like I want to let somebody else drive and I don't want to drive. And he say, let me get that ass.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you how you can get it. You can sit your ass in the seat just like I set my ass in the seat and do the best you can to get it. You got any nuts to do that?
Yeah. Hell no. I ain't got no nuts. No, no, no.
But, hey, well, then say, let me let somebody else try to get that ass.
I don't drive. My job is to talk shit and spend money.
Well, guess what? Trust me, Alley Cat, we going to do it real soon.
But I tell you what, though, now, if you watch me move, I get in that motherfucker. I ain't drove the
meat. I'm going to watch you move, but you got to take it off the tree.
Watch you move.
I'm going to watch you move, but you got to take it off the tree.
Well, I'm going to sit on the side like old Don King and talk shit, dude. I'm just going to sit on the side. I ain't got
all
no problem.
Y'all
going to
do that for fuck driving.
All right.
I can't
all
do
right.
that for shit.
I heard that.
Fuck driving.
I heard that.
We're talking about this total dominance thing. We're talking about 2014, some of the dominating cause, some of the folks. Since you're on here talking, what do you think about the word total dominance? Who you look at 2014? We're talking about 2014.
Right now, ain't nobody dominating nothing.
It's wide open.
I'm asking you.
You know, who in back have dominating in Texas? Who in back have dominating on the East Coast? Nobody.
Okay, wait a minute. Well, you gotta open your mind up. Nightmare, man, whether you like it or not, I believe they're 9-2. I don't know how many races Pipeline got, but I know Nightmare now, I believe they're 9-2. That's not a bad record. They might pick their races. We might not like it because they pick their races, but they 9-2. Pretty
Tony. You say that they 9-2? Are you saying that they 9-2 this year or last year or either both years?
Well, from my understanding, correct me if I'm wrong. If they rolling over some wins from last year, then they got to narrow that down. Based on what they've been speaking, I'm on the assumption they're talking about they 9-2. Nightmare, if y'all on here, push the one button. I stand to be corrected. If you 9-2 and you count some 2013 wins, then that needs to be reclassified. Push the one button.
Now you did say a name, Pretty Tony.
Pretty Tony told me he's 20-something and probably 4 or 5. I would say that's pretty down for 2014.
Yeah, I was wrong. I forgot. You're right. Pretty Tony has really been drilling it to some ass this year. You're right.
I would say Pretty Tony name. I mean, I don't know a whole lot more. Me, you know, I feel like you gotta be done race, you know, more than, you know, 4 or 5 times, my opinion. I think you gotta be done race more than 4 or 5 times. You know, that's why I said it was disappointing on the Pro Mod guys. So shit, I don't think now Pro Mod raced 3 times this year. You know, 3 or 4 times now Pro Mod guys. You know, 3-man race, but he raced a lot, you know, back half cars and stuff like that. That's because people in his class hadn't stepped up to race him. He stepped up to race him. They hadn't came to agreement. They hiding behind eight ball. Actually, in my opinion, I think they shared a 3-man. It is what it is, so prove me wrong.
Right.
My money.
I mean, that's one thing I can say. Every time you say Pro Mod, it don't matter if you're on the East Coast or not. 3-man name do come up now.
Yeah.
Everybody's in the bushes now when they say 3-man.
That's right. What up, 3-man?
Even though he can't get a race, but his name do come up.
Yep.
What's up, Bruce? Look here. On your topic, I'm going to show you something, man. You was there when we went to House Hook, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Mr. Dobbs kicked everybody motherfucking ass on the parking lot. You remember that?
I remember.
Now, I wish I could have got it like that. You know what I'm saying? I wish I could have got it like that. But, hey, I was just sitting up there last night looking at YouTube, looking at Old Jacks and Mr. Five Speed and Mighty Joe Young and Gotham City Camaro. I mean, I'm like pretty much like you. Where the fuck all these cars done went? But anyway, I'm going to show you something. You made a statement. I'm not going to call them names, but full of shit.
No, hold on, Tree Man. Call names, shit. Call names. Hey, this is grudge racing. If your skin ain't thick, you need to back up. Here's what it is. Tony got your name.
You already said it about the shadow car. How them dudes get on the internet and they talk shit all fucking week. But when they get knocked out in the first round, they the first to pack up and leave because they can't take the shit that they talk. But
boy, Tree Man, you surprised me saying that. Cause guess what? I have to agree with you 100%. That guy, Stevie Fast, found his way to High Rod Gossip. He was posting all kind of shit. They went out the first round. People posted stuff, and I can't believe that Stevie Fast hadn't came on in Canada. It's like, God damn. I mean, hey, you know, when you're looking for a race, you are back. And don't take nothing from me. They tough. But now that they went out the first round, Scoot put it on them. A win is a win, whether you had to tell it or not. Grudge World, telling a car in grudge racing is part of the game. If you turn all four bulbs on and you leave and don't turn the red light on, it's fair game. First one to the finish line, win. As long as they don't cross the center line and hit the wall. They got their ass whooped. I might have been talking about them on the internet, and I cannot believe that Stevie Pass or Phil Shuler hadn't came on there and counted it. Maybe they say, well, we're going to take it like a man, and we're not going to say nothing. Maybe that's what they're saying.
I mean, but bottom line, you know, what can you say? Go.
I don't think they can say nothing, but I believe they, they'll be back, but right now I believe my opinion, again, is grudge racing, everybody got opinion. I believe they underestimated that goddamn Scoot. I believe they might underestimate it a little bit. From what I saw, looked like they got down about 400 or 500 feet down that track. Goddamn it, you know, looked like the car, you know, they just didn't get there.
Well,
they just not that day. Not that day.
Like I was saying, Trace, on average, I talk a little shit, and I ain't going to talk a lot. I talk a little shit because I really don't try to get off into that. But I'm going to show you why I don't talk a lot of shit. If you talk a lot of shit, you can't bag that shit up, then you got to eat that shit.
So what are you saying? You saying Stevie Fast eating it now?
Shit, they doing something. I mean, man, you gotta if you can't bag that shit up, you gotta eat that shit. I mean, you fix your ass a big old ass shit sandwich.
Yes, sir.
But next man, we get that sandwich. You gotta eat that motherfucker, man.
I like to talk shit out the tree. I was still talking the motherfucker out the back. I would jump up and down, man.
I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you talk shit before, you gotta face them same motherfuckers you talk shit to, man.
Nah, hell nah. You look fucked up. You talk shit, get your ass ball tree, man. Fuck that. I'm being lame.
All right. I know one goddamn thing. And they were saying that old Jeff from High wanted to go down there and run all them other dudes who was in the race or whatever. I don't really know who won, but I know if I won that $30,000, I'd tell him, show it's free money. Come on, get it. Jeez.
Yeah, I think Jeff is going down now September 13th to try to run a car. You know what? I'm going to talk about this. While we're on this subject, I'm going to bring this up. So this is what I heard. Now, those extreme cars, they ain't no secret. We know those cars got some of the best motors in them. But this is just what I heard. When you got cars like that, and I think they're going away, want to run a certain car down there, and I heard, it's a hearsay, it might not be right, but I'm going to put it out here just for discussion. All those cars are in a $30,000 shootout, and one of those guys want to run you heads up for a little money. What is this deal with the conversation? Well, for us to do that, we got to match weight. Wow. To me, where that come from? If you running them, is it because you got to look at it as a $30,000 shootout. You got to look at it as a grudge, too, because each one of those guys, to my understanding, had to put up $2,500. So if you put your $2,500, whoever you're getting against, you saw the grudge in two because you got money invested in it that you're trying to win back. But when you take it away from the shootout and no money on top, one of them same guys, they're like, hey, to run a certain car out the Phil Schuler, Jeff and High camp. Guy said, we got the only way I can run you if we match weight. I have scratched my head on that one. I mean, if that's the case, you know, is that extreme car or is that a not extreme car? If you tell them that you're running in an extreme, I think it was an extreme class, but to run one-on-one, we got to match weight. Is it coming to well, we got to start dipping the weight of the cars just like we're doing when people say extreme because they got the 5.2, the 5.3. Is it going that way? I mean, I see drug racing going in a lot of different directions, and it's right. It's questions are coming up like, man, where's this game going? I mean, it's more and more the stipulations, more and more things are being stiffed in the stipulations. It's a mere conversation. I just kind of had to put it out there because that's what I heard.
I think I kind of know the car that you're talking about. But the thing about it is here. I guess, you know, man feel like he want a fair chance. Evidently, he probably knows something about that car, that car probably a whole lot lighter than everybody say it is. You see what I'm saying? To where the man saying, hey, man, if you tough as you say you is, you put the weight, you put the same weight I got, and I'm gonna do something unspeakable to your ass. That's the way I see it. I mean, if that's they steps, and then too shit. If I feel like I'm that damn bad, to well, if I had to put the weight in my car and match the next man weight, well, shit, I'm gonna do it. If I feel like I got a little edge on the driver and on the edge on the motor size, you know what I'm saying? I mean, that's the man steps. Like, what it is?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, people, is it coming more and more to step? If that's the case, let me show you. If that's the case, let me just show you something, Tree Man. If that's the case, you're having a hard time getting a ProMod race right now. All right. And you hear people, you want to run certain ProMods heads up. All right. And they feel like they don't have the caliber car you got. And then they come over and tell you, well, won't you match weight with them? I mean, won't you match weight with me? Y'all both got ProMods. You know, how are you going to feel like it? Would you feel like, you know, you got a better car than him? He might have an older car, and he might be a little bit on the heavier side, and he asked you to come over here and weigh what I weigh. Would you match weight with that guy just racing?
I'm putting like this, all depending on what car it is, man. Because on average, I might do it, but if I'm able to do it and get away with it, can I put weight in my car and it still react the same? You see what I'm saying? Now, if it was like 20, 30, 40, maybe 50 pounds, I think I might would try this if I feel like I could get away or I feel like my car going to go straight. I mean, might would, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say I wouldn't. But all depends, too, just like, just say we just going to use Mr. Five Speed, for example. I wouldn't do a five speed. Why? Because he got another goddamn five more gears he can grab. So, I mean, you know, it all depends on the situation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. I'm just wondering because, like you say, we probably talking about the same car, and you know, where is it going? I mean, how do we? I mean,
man, it's going.
Like
it's
say,
going to politics, man. You already know.
Yeah,
it's going to politics.
That's what I was
going to
say. I guarantee you, man. More and more that I see in this grudge game, and I'm telling you what, 2014. Have been the year of what I see the most politics in this grudge game is coming. It's almost snowballing, man. It's getting more and more. I mean, I see more and more. Somebody got that noise, background noise. Doobie, is that you? Somebody like they're working on something, grinding on something. I hear noise. Mute your phone. But, yeah, I see more and more politics coming in this grudge game, man. Where do it stop? You know, it's getting rough. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, with this?
This is Rock. Who calling?
This who?
Rock. Who, you just called me?
Are you trying to get on the show with this Rock with Drexel Carter? Is that Rock? Huh? Is that Rock? We got some noise. Somebody grinding. Doobie. I know you was at work. Or
it's not
you,
Doobie.
Somebody.
It's not Doobie. I'm on mute.
You on mute? Somebody got a grinding wheel going to work.
Doobie by 10.
You hear me, Tracy?
Yeah, what do you say? Yeah, it's not you, Doobie.
That's
I heard
not me.
Yeah,
that's
not me.
Okay.
That's coming from Tree
okay.
Man. That's coming from Tree Man.
Tree Man.
So, it's that. Probably his computer.
Oh.
Yeah, turn it
if you,
computer.
If you buy...
Yeah, man, I just wondered, man. I mean, what is it going through? The politics and grudge racing is snowballing, man. I mean, it's getting ridiculous. To me, my opinion, it's getting ridiculous out of hand. So much going on because, to be honest with you, none of these cars sit alike. I guarantee you can't find two of these cars within their class identical. Everybody always going to have something different. You know, so what does it stop? I mean, it was a lot of money. You know, a $30,000 race or a $20,000 race, whatever it amounted to. There was a lot of money. Looked like they had a damn good show. But, you know, that way, those things seem to be pretty popular. Seem like the crowds like them. Seem like they get good participation. Out this way, seem like me, my opinion, seem like Texas is almost, this is just my opinion. I don't know how many of y'all feel the same way. I'm going to say it anyway. Seem like to me, Texas is a stepchild to the rest of the grudge game. Is it because we so many hours away from the rest of them or what? But it seems like Texas is a stepchild that folks don't embrace Texas or Texas don't get out more to where they known in the grudge game is almost they treated like a stepchild. You know, I see a lot of things going venturing up towards the Midwest, and you see a lot of guys, maybe because they 10 to 12 or 13 hours, and most of the time we 15 or 16, 17 hours this way. Maybe it's 4 or 5 hour different. Maybe if we were 500 miles closer than what we are, it might be different. I don't know, but I thought of seeing like, you know, we more of a step tie to the grudge game, and I think we got some of the best cars that can be recognized with anybody, anywhere. And if I say 29, I guarantee you, I'm just going to throw this out for mere conversation. When it comes to the 29 and stock cars, they got some fast cars out there in the Midwest. Right now, Donye doing his thing. He on 29. He is fast. Who is that? He is Donye is fast. Okay, we'll say that. All right, you got the Tony Rice. You know you got the Tony Byers. You know you got the 9-on-1 bad boys. You know they fast over there. We're on 29. All right, my opinion, I guarantee you. Hopefully, we see it 40 years old. The Obama boot. If they ever get that program together and take them bars off, my opinion, I don't think now one of them cars out there are going to touch it. He on 29. As you know, back half, you got Jeff. You can't like him or dislike him. Jeff got two of the baddest back halves in the country. Birdman. My opinion, before the year's up, gonna be the fastest goddamn back half in the country. That's just my opinion. I might be being biased to Texas right now. It's my choice. So what? That's the way I feel. Tree Man, I'm scared every goddamn pro mod in the goddamn bushes. Will they come out before Christmas? I don't know. So now with that said, you know what? It's just conversation. So what? It hasn't been proven. Mama Boo. Watch, come to the end of the year, watch Obama boo. Of course, you know, Jekyll and Hyde, they ain't going nowhere. Birdman, another Texas car, so that's three. Tree Man, been waiting on them for the last 6 months. It ain't happening. So we talking about 29, back half, and pro mod, but they treat Texas pretty much like stepchild to the Gruyere game. My opinion, for the year's over with, yep, Texas is going to be known just like they, right now, they embraced the Midwest, and people are running to the Midwest. People are running to the North. They don't group up and run their ass this way. They started, I believe they started leery. But, hey, we'll see. We got some racing left. Let's get back to the line. Somebody jump in there and help me out. Put your opinion out there. What you think? What you think of this dominance? Who's dominating? Who's not? Don't be shameful. Minister, people texting me can't get in, but people won't say nothing. Guys, you got an opinion. Don't be. We got a lot of I call garage bullies on this phone. I call them garage bullies. That means they'll get in their garage. If you was to walk up on them, they're the loudest, baddest goddamn thing over there in their garage. Man, put your opinion out here. Put your opinion out here in the Gruyere world. This here thing is syndicated all over the world. That's the folks here. See, that's how Texas get known. We got some cars going to do some things. You or some people going to do some things. You might be a small man, but if you bring in action, you're a big man in the Gruyere game. Talk about some of these people who you think dominating 2014. I don't want to do all the talking. I want some of the Gruyere fans. I want some of the Gruyere racers. Hey, put it out there, man. We got to make Texas known more and more because they think it's something soft when it comes to Texas. They think it's not shit. But I know deep down inside there's a fear factor behind what all them guys say. They literally. What we got, Sharon? What we got out there?
No new hands up.
People don't want to talk. Why the folks in Texas? See, that's why they like that. They say, hey, look, they stalk. Look, they won't talk. Look, they literally they won't say nothing. They step back in the bushes. But if you go over their house and you go to their shop, they're in there drinking, having a good time, talking like they are a bear in the woods. Boy, they know now. I'm scared to say something because some of them guys from the Midwest might call me out, or some of them guys from the North or from the South might call me out. So what? Let them call you out. Write them to your house.
Yeah, call me out.
Get
down
with
them, man.
Get down with them. If you can't, don't be ashamed of telling you can't, but you're still being heard. Look at some of the people like BET. All the time you hear people say BET don't have no car. But BET is one of the most vocal people in the country, in the Gruyere game. He don't have no car. Look at Pro Stock Joe. He's another one. One of the biggest mouths in the Gruyere game. He don't have no car, but his opinion, he going to let it be heard. Willie Dawg, he race a car. He's real vocal. He don't have the fastest car, but in the Gruyere game, he going to be heard. Man, let these folks know, you got your opinion. Don't let everybody that they put out there that they think is this and they think is that be all that. Look at Jolly Rancher. Jolly Rancher, I tell you what, a year and a half ago, you didn't know. I didn't. People around here didn't know who no damn Jolly Rancher was. Just like Bushnell. They know who, a year and a half ago, they didn't know who no Bushnell was. How these guys' names start coming up, people start putting their names out there, people start running to YouTube, people start looking. Hey, man, we got some guys, one name, where's this? Pretty Tony, 25-5 or whatever, something like that. Name's going to start getting more and more. Yeah, Tony might have to travel a little bit more to get known more nationally, but, I think he's going to step up. He's probably been going to Hot Spring. I think he's going to try to venture out a little bit more. But man, these guys ain't that much dominate over us. It's just these guys get on these shows and they throw their names out there when these guys win. When these guys win, they throw their names out there. We got guys around here the same way, man. We got guys around here that can be dominating this game the same way. We just got to do our job at Texas races, and we know we got a hell of a lot of races in the state of Texas. We got to do our job to put these guys out there. These guys bringing action, doing their thing. Hey, put these guys out here. Get these guys credit where it's due. Shit, hell, how many of you guys here know who Jolly Ranch is? Probably, guys, I guarantee if you're a regular racer and you race week in and week out, and you follow a lot of races around here in the state of Texas, you probably say it's some green car that I see on YouTube. Yeah, but people are talking to him because they're racing. Hell, you look at Tony. I guarantee Tony raced just as much as Jolly Rancher.
He raced more.
That's what I'm saying. But I guarantee if you go out there, how many people out that way know who Pretty Tony is?
Nobody.
You know, nobody. I'm telling you. That's what I'm saying. Tony Ray. Tony, every time I talk to Tony, that guy got two or three lock-ins, look like every week, every other week. You know, Tony will race the motherfucker. He going to race. So we got to do our job, baby. Huh?
Him in Arkansas made my hair, didn't he?
Pretty Tony, you don't know Pretty Tony, because Pretty Tony, it's Pretty Tony on here, push the one button. Tony, I don't know exactly what Tony's record is, but Tony sit on 28, and I know him. They got a rivalry going with him and the Arkansas boys. They done got a little rivalry going between them two guys. Whenever they see each other and they in the house, they looking to get down. It's Pretty Tony on here. I want Pretty Tony to let the world know what kind of record you got, Tony. I might be exaggerating your record. The guys say, oh, Tracy throwing numbers out there. They might be fake, might not be real. You might have somebody out there like Tony Bynes, and that Tony probably got, I don't know, I would say, my guess, Tony probably got 50 or more races. He probably think nobody's close to him. I believe Pretty Tony probably got, I don't know, I said 25-5, and he might be 30 or something. I don't know. But he got a lot of races, man. So, Pretty Tony on him. Put your one by, huh?
He ought to be up there with Pretty Tony.
I know Pretty Tony raced a lot, man. Pretty Tony just ain't known. You know, he ain't known. He ain't known, you know. He known around here in Texas, but he ain't known on a national thing. And I like Tony's name to be getting out there nationally. See, Bushnell, you known because you went to Florida last year. You know, you introduced yourself, then you done came. You went to Mississippi. You done went to Louisiana. You done went to Arkansas. You done went to Carolina. So now, people around the country, they know Bushnell. Then you get on these shows, and you vocal. I mean, you know, so, hey.
My delivery's fucked up, but I'm all right.
Yeah, you know, you're doing your thing. You're doing your thing. So, I don't know if Pretty Tony, somebody had Pretty Tony on there, let me know. But, hey, push your one button, guys. Hey, talk about some of these guys, man. Who's dominating? Who's dominant? Who's not? Don't be ashamed.
We had a case of delivery fucked up.
I just hit that bullet.
Who?
That thing ran up. You drank it?
Oh, yeah.
That Road Warrior, your mic is open.
Man, that shit.
Yeah. Damn, almond and shit like that.
Yeah. Road Warrior, your mic is open.
Like, Road Warrior.
I don't know.
Open tenfold, Sharon. Open tenfold.
Okay, he doesn't.
Roll away. Open tenfold.
Okay, 10-4. Your mic is open.
Tenfold. What's happening? Where'd he go? I just received a text from tenfold. Tenfold, you on here now? You're not gonna say nothing. He might be on. You on mute? Okay, he texted me. I guess he might be done clicked over or something. So.
How about mute, Misty?
Okay, maybe it texted back. Okay, you got another hand?
No.
Everybody wanna sit back and don't know what to say about the total dominance in the grudge game. And here we are 8 months off into a 12-month season. You know what? Tree Man, you there?
Yeah, what's up?
What are you going to do? You got a few races left. You racing the bullet car this weekend, right? You're going to Louisiana Saturday racing the bullet car. You don't got nothing locked in for Alicat race, do you?
No, ain't nothing locked in for Alicat.
You got nothing locked in, but you got them locked in for the bullet car. Tell the folks how you in bullet car. Y'all race. Tell the folks how you going over there to race how you going over to race this guy?
I got to
for the guys that don't know the bullet car is one of the fastest guys in the Mississippi, Louisiana area. It's been around for a long time. Tell the guys how you going to race the bullet car.
We got two races locked in. I got to get in the back town the first race. And if he gets his back tie, he got to turn around and run me head up.
Damn.
So y'all got two races locked in over there.
Yeah.
Tree Man.
Hey.
Who would you really like to get? I know 5-speed. Why did I ask that? Yeah. 5-speed. You know. Other than five speed, which other pro mod out there do you want real bad?
I mean, really and truly, shit. Really and truly, they're good, go ahead and matter. I mean, it ain't just I got no better for 5-speed. I mean, all of them go, really. I mean, if they're good, go ahead and matter. Shit, I ain't scared of them. I mean,
yeah, Tree Man, name about four about there. I personally can't name but four. Pro mod for 2014 that I've been on the scene. That's you, 5-speed, the old Jack, and Peanut. They just got their cars out. I ain't seen that another one out. Have I left one out that's been out?
I ain't seen that another.
That's what I'm saying. Those are only, of course, we know. Yo, hold on, because I'm going to get my ass cussed out. Hold on. I got to say I forgot one, and he's going to get your ass, Tree Man, soon he get his shit worked out, the underdog. I apologize to you, underdog. You are a pro mod, and I ain't trying to hurt your feelings. That's why I'm coming back clean it up. The underdog. I forgot. The underdog have came out. He have tried to take action. He had a few problems. Before the year's over, he said he gonna be the baby daddy, Tree Man. I'm just telling you, the underdog told me that. He gonna be the baby daddy.
Who is that?
The underdog is none other than Jackie Divas.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you just got to put that old blower car on me, man. Put like this here, you know. I don't know a whole lot about.
I'm not putting him on you. Y'all had agreement 2 years ago. Remember that at Dallas Raceway? Y'all, you know, so y'all just hadn't settled it yet.
Yeah, whenever we do it, we gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? And that old goddamn blow, goddamn be a little bit more than I can hold. I ain't gonna fuck with it no more.
You already said that.
I heard that. I ain't mad at you. Like you said, you told you gonna do it. You at least gonna try it one time. You at least gonna try it one time to see how you like it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I know I ain't gonna fuck with it no more, but I'll put it like this here.
You said that.
From that tree to that goddamn shit. I'm going.
Yeah, I understand. I mean, you a person, I respect you for that. I mean, y'all, you know, this been blowing for a couple of years. He just hadn't been right at the track, and you been right. And when both of y'all was at the track and thought y'all was right, he broke. So it just hadn't happened. You know, it just hadn't happened, but it's in the making. So I didn't want to leave him out, because whether you like it or not, he's going to be like Birdman. He's a blower car that been in the Gruitt game. Like Birdman is a turbo car that been in the Gruitt game. So, you know, whether he might not get many runs, but he know he's going to get one out of you. And quite frankly, me knowing Roy James, them shit, they'll try him too. Go ahead and then I already showed, hell, they'll try a blower car too. So whenever Roy and them get their shit back up, I know, hell, at least one time, you know, I believe Roy James and them are trying too. So, I mean, you know, Peanut, I don't know. I mean, Peanut say he really don't want to run a blower car. So he might not, but then sometimes he don't care. So Peanut, it probably depends on how he feel. That's one car I really, really, really would like to see get on that. I think it's a promising car. You know, they've just been having some bad luck with it, but I think it's going to be a promising call when they get it worked out. Go ahead.
Oh, Motion looks strong, man.
Yeah, Motion looks strong. And
Motion looks strong in motherfucker.
Motion looks real good, and I think Motion want to try to get on some of that East Coast stuff. He looked good, but, you know,
Tracy,
emotion.
No,
yes, sir.
From what I seen, I know goddamn well he is.
Let me talk on motion, man.
Come on.
Let me talk on motion. That's my boy, man. And I know a lot of times y'all hear me come on this show, I say that's my goddamn hero. When I say that's my goddamn hero, yeah. Goddamn it, I ain't lying. That's my motherfucking hero. Because I know one goddamn thing. If this car running right, he don't give a damn. He like me, he will race that bitch. He'll put it in the lane. You just got to beat him.
Yeah, I think he going to get a chance to get back at the Texas beat, I hear the Texas beat say he'll try him again. He want to try him again. So, you know, maybe that might happen soon. But, yeah, Motion won a race. I mean, he won in the cars that, you know, that run real good and looked real real good last year when he was out running a lot. He hadn't run a lot this year, but the old car looked real good. So, just got to – when he get his program together, I think he's going to be a car to be reckoned with, too. I mean, he looking real good.
Tell him to leave that motherfucker up for a little while, a little bit longer. That motherfucker look like it's painting going through there. Hey, Tree Man, tell him to leave that motherfucker up for a little while. That bitch look like it's painting going through there.
Hey, listen. Yeah. I still got a picture of his car when it was painted up in my phone about two weeks ago. When it was pretty. But he probably need to leave it ugly for a little while. Let that sucker run like it is. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to be pretty shit.
Like it's painting like a motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, man. Well, hey, there's some racing going this weekend. Anybody got it? They want to lock somebody in? Anybody got a lock and they want to talk about how they take
pipeline.
It on? Pipeline?
My bad, motherfucker.
Pipeline, Mike, over. Who's that?
Yeah.
Yo, yo.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, go ahead.
What's going on, man? You want to speak on something? Go ahead.
Oh yeah, we want to speak up on the guys. You know, got some good races going on down there. We were gonna be able to make it, but it's like we're gonna be able to make it down to Houston this weekend. We're gonna be looking for some action. We kind of knew the game. We don't know who all out there, but we want to know, let you know we are coming and we are looking for some action.
Wait a minute, you're going in Houston, and you got a back half, and you're looking for some action. Alicat,
that's correct.
You got some action for that man at the Alicat race. Alicat, where Alicat sit out there?
I am too.
Motherfucker, Alicat.
Alicat was on here. I don't know if he fell off or not.
You had four.
You know. I don't know if he fell off or not, so.
Yeah, man, but
I don't know.
Y'all got some good. Hey, y'all got some of the fastest cars that we ever see. We don't know when they come to the East Coast, West Coast stuff. That's when y'all guys race. That's why we like coming out there racing. I think y'all got some of the fastest backhand cars out there. Going on with Birdman, like you say, Birdman, Hyde, and some of the other guys, you know. That's why we like coming out there. We always get a race. You guys race. You don't sit around bull junk. That's why we like coming out there racing.
So you coming to Texas, you coming this weekend, and you're looking for a race.
That's right. We coming to Houston this weekend, and we all looking to race.
Alicat, you out there, this guy looking for a race. He coming to your race. You looking for a race. You got anything for him?
I think Nightmare going to be down there.
Nightmare? Yeah, I think they're
going to be
there,
my man.
Center. I think they're going to be
there,
my man. I think they're locked in with Horace. Say what?
I sit right there. I like Nightmare. I'm just fucking with him.
I think they locked
in
with Horace this weekend. I think that's who they locked in with. I don't know. Alicat has been looking for a race all week. The hell, he ain't got no lock in. Alicat, where you at, man? You got a man coming to your show.
Alicat in the bush.
I don't know. I can't talk for you. That Alicat race, man. I was trying to. He was on here earlier. I was trying to call for him and let you.
Can't make no one problem.
I got you. We didn't know everybody listening on the show. We didn't, like I say, we're not familiar with the game. With a lot of races, we kind of new to it. We're getting into it. We just want to let you guys know we got back half and we're coming to Houston looking for some action.
Hey, don't come with that new shit, man. Don't look like you know new shit to me.
Well, new truck, whole new motor. We kind of new to this. And we decided it took us a while to get it all the bug line out. And now we ready to try to do a little race.
That bitch don't look like no new to me, man.
I don't know what the other without back half is gonna be down there, man. I mean, Atticat, yeah, you can do that talking on that.
Yeah, I know what you're
saying.
We know everybody. You know, everybody be on your show. And everybody know the part of the girl racing thing. We're just trying to put it out there. We're gonna be there, and you know, we're looking for some action. That's all. We ain't really looking for nobody in particular. We just want to let them know we're gonna be there and looking for some action.
Anybody on here want to bring action with Pipeline?
He's
going to be in H-Town this weekend.
We're going to drop back out of these bushes and see if we shake anything up there. We're just going to sit back. I'm going to mute and sit back in the show and see if we shake anything out of the bushes.
I'm going with y'all.
All right. Somebody might tell him. I don't know. I mean, if he jump back on, I don't see him. He might have fell off. So, all right. Anybody else looking for some action? I think they got. Like I said, they got a race. Got a race coming up. So, anybody else on there looking for any action? Pipeline,
you doing your part, Tommy?
Huh? I'm not up. I ain't got it together yet. I ain't got enough money to fix it. So. You know, I heard more than what I thought I heard, so it might be up and running maybe next couple of weeks, so I'll see.
I had that train mission out in San Antonio. My dad, where you broke that shit at?
I took that shit
loose at the track.
Yeah, I know. See, that's you took it loose, and you probably could have fixed it. If I would have took it loose, it just pissed me off more. The more I took it loose, the more I saw it. Hey. When I break my shit, I don't feel too good though, you know. Hey, but
I broke my shit in South Carolina shootout. I went down semi final right out of the last old car. Turned right at that motherfucker. Rabbit foot in his goddamn pocket. Motherfucker. Lucky motherfucker. And by the time I got to the fuel station filling my truck up so I can get out of town in that motherfucker. I was at the finish station at that motherfucker, leaning all over that motherfucker, trying to get them valve covers off that motherfucker so I could see what I broke.
Yeah. Well, when I looked down there, I saw what I
Then
saw
I left
up,
there.
I didn't feel good.
And then I left there and shot the Hollow Spring.
Well,
no, South Carolina shot the Hollow Spring over there. Got over there. Couldn't find no part what I needed. So I come on home then, man. I was out of it then. I come home then.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you trying to go. You trying to do your thing. Ain't can't hate it, man. You know.
When I'm out there, man, I try
hey,
to
hey,
go,
hey,
man.
Hey, when I get somebody behind me like you got, yeah, hell, I probably go with a smile too. Hey, I probably go with a smile too.
My goddamn.
Hey.
Hey, they keep on fucking coming.
Jackie, what's going on tonight? Oh, man, we talking about dominance, who dominating the grudge game, and who are some of the people that have been dominant 2014, the race game, and, you know, just a little bit about the promos. It's been pretty disappointing 2014. You know, the tree man done ran everybody in the bushes, and you one of the only ones that's waiting. Can't wait to kick his ass. I told him, you say you're gonna run over him. He
man,
said,
I can't wait. I can't wait to get a hold of tree man. I've tried all week to get off work this weekend to meet him in Louisiana, but shit, that ain't gonna happen. So I'm trying to see what's gonna happen for Sunday. I need to get Tree's number from him and make sure he's good. After he leaves Louisiana, I might try to come down that way. But, I mean, right now I'm dealing with my job right now. They got me working for the weekend, so It's hard to be definite, but goddamn, I want to race him.
Well, Tree Man say he ain't trying to jump on too many blower cars, but he say he promise you that he gonna say he
well,
say, hell,
I,
goddamn,
I,
he gonna
I,
try
I,
you
I want,
one time.
I want to clarify that, you know, Tracy. I didn't call Tree Man out. He called me out on the show.
No, he know that. He said this grew up from a couple of years ago with Dallas Raceway. You know, he know that it grew up from back then. And so he say he know that, you know, he going to race you because he said he'll race you to L.E. He going to try it. He said, if I get my ass whooped one time, shit, I might not want that trouble no more. But he said he at least got to see if you can whoop his ass. So.
That's good. Tree Man's a hell of a dude that, as far as I've dealt with so far, and I look forward to racing him.
Yeah.
I definitely didn't want to race him when his car was sick, and I'm sure he didn't want to race me while mine's sick. But, you know, I think I got it straight. But, you know, we went out the other night and was plagued with blower belt problems. So, see, we sat out there all night long, didn't even get a pass. So I don't know no more now than what I did last week. But if we can get out of here Sunday, we might make it down there Sunday to try to do something with him down there.
Yeah, I told him, you say you really the baby daddy. He just don't know it yet.
Well, we'll let Maury decide that.
Hey, you know, Motion say he want to get a beast a rematch. You know, I mentioned that to you the other day. So, I mean, you know, we'll see. So,
well, one thing I tell you about Tony is if you ain't ever met nobody in racing, he just ain't as buck wild as Bushnell, but he's ready to race anybody just like Bushnell. Kid, just name the place. Tony's ready to go. But I mean, right now he's dealing with a few things right now himself, and he's not ready this weekend. But I mean, in the coming weeks, I would look for him to be somewhere. I know he's got a race coming up out there on the 25th. He's going to go best two out of three against Rodney Watley. We're going to see how that goes. And I don't know. I think he's kind of looking forward to that. I think he's been looking forward to do a two out of three race. We've heard him mention it a few times. So that ought to be fun. And, you know, working on these people's cars, Tracy, it's fun. It's enjoyable to see them have fun. So, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but, I mean, it's always a good night when people go out there and have a good time and don't come home with a lot of tore-up stuff. That's what we're looking for in a couple weeks.
I know the Texas 10 started out pretty strong with a lot of cars, and you know how this race should go, man. A year ago, man, shit breaks, and sometimes it take a while to get this shit back up and running. It, you know, when you ain't got deep pockets, sometimes it take a minute, so.
Well, let me say something about Texas 10, okay? The Texas 10 is a group of individual guys. Ain't none of us really own our own business. Everybody works for a living. And, you know, we don't necessarily race out of a shop because some people get stuff done at different shops. So it ain't all about the reason we came up with that, Texas 10, because you had people like Tony Thorne, even though he said good things about us, sometimes he said bad things about us. That's just Tony. He's going to say what he wants to say. But he always grouped everybody in underneath my name, okay? And that's not fair to them guys because they do spend their money where they want to spend it, and they race when they can afford to race. So we all race together as a group, as a team. We enjoy each other's company. We go out of town. We travel. You know, we'll get over here at the shop and barbecue. I mean, man, it's just a good group of guys, and we wanted to come up with a name that really defined just all of us when we went out of town instead of saying, you know, say the Nightmare Bunch or the Morgan Bunch or something like that. We didn't want it to be underneath one particular name. We wanted it to be something that represented everybody individually, and that's where the Texas 10 come from. But, I mean, they're all working-class guys, and we're all doing it to have fun. And shit, we've took our share of ass women this year, and we ain't done yet. But for the year of that, we're gonna give a few too. So, I'm planning on starting with Tree Man just as soon as I get a hold of him.
Tree Man, you're not gonna talk back to that man.
Hey, look here, Tracy. After the
yes, sir.
call him and give my number. You know what I'm saying? I don't like surprises. I mean, y'all gonna, you gonna have it down here, and we gonna try to do a little something. Shit, make sure you give me a call and let me know. I can kind of see if I can find
Tree. I'm not gonna drive to Houston until I know you all right after Saturday night. So,
I mean,
we'll be talking to you late Saturday, early Sunday.
Okay, that's cool. That's cool. And old Tracy will give you my number when he get out there.
Yeah, that's fine.
I can't goddamn get around to those blowers, cause I ain't gonna fuck with it no more.
Well, but Tree Man, just let everybody know that hey, I didn't bring a broke car to the track. My car was running Friday night. We was both out there making shakedowns.
Yeah, it was. I mean, shit, everybody pretty much. Well, you know, they gonna say what they want to say. But yeah, we're about to see pretty much when your car broke. Cause I seen you make two passes Friday night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I was pretty happy with one of them passes, and I got a little greedy. But I mean, you know, we're going to do something, and I look forward to it.
Okie dokie, man. Like I say, you know me, I like the racing. Like I say, if it's real close, we're going to keep on booking with it. I say, I can't just handle that blue car. I'm going to goddamn step on back and say you the better man.
Well, see, sounds to me like I need to back it down just so I can run you out the back door. Yeah, the first time, and then I had somebody to race from now on.
Say, don't back that motherfucker.
I either need to get beat by a nose or just beat you by a nose. That way we can keep doing it.
Yeah, right.
You turn that bitch down, you don't get beat by no nose. You going to get gapped.
Yeah, okay, Bushnell.
You already know Bushnell, of course, huh?
Hey. I can't tell everything, but shit. Only way I'm gonna get gapped is I blow the tires off. That's I'm gonna say that right now.
Goddamn, I'm scared. I'm gonna leave this motherfucker in the garage.
Jack, who are some of the dominant people would you say around in the 2014? Who would you say some of the people when you hear, you know, the word world dominance? Who've been dominant in 2014 the grudge game? We don't get enough credit. I was saying that we don't get enough credit when it comes nationally. You only hear about two or three cars. And that's just being frank with you.
I'd like to say this first, Tracy. I was listening to another radio show last night. I was on Boom Show for a short minute. I called to talk to Ricky, and he happened to be on there, and I listened in for just a few minutes. And they asked for participation on who they thought the best tuner was around the tracks in that area, okay? Now, when they asked that question, you couldn't stop people from throwing names out. And I'm saying, Boom made the comment, he's got over 35, 40 names he's writing down. You had Stevie Ray that runs the track throwing names out there. Man, them guys out there are a lot more vocal than we are here. And I don't know if they just don't want to give people credit where credit is due, or they just don't recognize when somebody succeeds. One thing y'all got to realize, success is a product of failure. You're going to have to fail before you'll ever succeed. So, I mean, when somebody goes out there and succeeds in something, man, give them their card because, you know, they may not do it again. So let them have their moment. I don't think that's wrong to say. That's just my opinion on that. But as far as the people around here, I don't know out, you know, across the country because I don't follow it that well like I should. But around here, I think you're right. Pretty Tony, man, I gave you that name last year. That dude races every weekend. Pretty Tony is a friend of mine, and I'm going to tell you, every time you talk to him, he's racing somebody somewhere. He may be racing to the bathroom, but he's going to race somebody. Nightmare's done their thing this year.
I'm going to blow his asshole out next time I catch him.
Okay, well, shit. You got your work cut out for you.
You sure right. That's one damn thing you said was the truth. You sure it ain't
right. I ain't going to say you can't do it because, like I said, I ain't on Tony's team. You know, but I'm gonna give respect to the man. Shit, I ain't saying he's fast. He just finds a way to win. Let me just put it to you that way. He ain't always gonna be the faster car. He finds a way to win, and you gotta admire that about him. and he gets his ass whipped, he'll get right back up there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Tracy, I think Nightmare's done a good job.
Yeah, I met the Nightmare.
And pull off a trailer. Pull up with the trailer and go load that song gun right there in the staging lane. Make a pass on one car, come right back around, make a pass on another car, and trying to groove it every time. So, coming out, that's the definition of domination right there. That'll intimidate a guy just from the way he carries himself, you know. And like you said earlier, if he was just traveling all around the world, he would be in contention for the grudge race of the year.
Yeah,
I mean, he definitely going to race. I mean, they just don't know. That's what I was saying. They just don't know Tony outside of, you know, you might take Louisiana, Arkansas. You know, they just don't know him. They don't know him. You know, your guys met the name. They say, who was that? But if he would, you know, travel a little more, man, or some guy help him get to a race or something like that, you know, people see that Tony will go, man. Hey, hold on. I think we got Pipeline. You still there? I think we got Attica back on there. Pipeline.
Yeah.
Attica, that Pipeline there.
Yeah, I'm here. Attica on the phone.
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead, Attica.
No, you were looking for him.
Hello?
Dad. He's coming. He said he's coming, and he's looking for a race this weekend at your race. And I called for you. You were gone. Attica, did somebody mute his mic? Chad. Attica, that little old button down there to your right. Push it. Come on, mute. I know damn well I heard Attica. Did anybody else hear Attica? I know I heard it.
He's on. I called him. Attica.
He must have fell off.
No, I'm looking at his phone number right now.
You don't want the problem?
Hello? Yeah, but there he is.
Just Attica.
Hey,
what's going on,
Attica?
Hey, ain't too much, man. What's happening?
Man, we coming down to your race this weekend looking for some action, man.
Well, I thought me and you had talked a couple of weeks ago about you running the motion.
About running the motion?
Yeah, Darryl Motion.
I'm just kind of not familiar with him.
Huh?
That's the car to race.
We're not familiar with him, but not too familiar with him. But if we coming down, like I said, we coming down, look some action, things work out. We're trying.
Hey, okay, you can like BET. He trying to get him fucked up, ain't you?
No, I'm gonna tell you how this shit really went. It's been in the neighborhood really, really that they aiming for me, really on the cool. You know, that's what Turtle Chris told me the other day. You know, and I said, well, man, I don't want to put their damn business out there, but you know me, I don't run from nobody. You know that.
What happened now? It's all right, you're gonna get them fucked up. Who trying to get us what now?
Well,
hey,
I mean, hello? Yeah.
And what you were saying now?
I was saying that me and you talked about like a week or two ago, and
right.
Tracy's name
right.
came up, Darryl Motion name came up, and somebody else's name came up, and you say that I run Darryl Motion.
Darryl?
First said Darryl. I said, no. I said, hold up. It's two Darryls. They got a Darryl called DJ, and then they got one called Motion. And I said, you said Motion. You remember that conversation me and you had?
Now, it might have been my brother, but like I say, we coming down, if that what my brother say, he the driver of the truck, and if that what he said, and if things went out good, hell, we'll give him a try. That's what we're coming for. We're coming to race.
He's a back half car, you know? Well, that's what everybody
say. That's what I'm saying. That's what we say.
If things go, if we come down, we coming down. If things go good, hell, what the hell? Sound like a race car.
They got them hoes, sis, and a cat?
Huh?
They got them hoes, sis, over there?
Got the hoes, sis.
Yeah, do Muslims got them hoes over there?
I don't know. We ain't got no holes or nothing. We locked and loaded.
No. I'm talking about motion alley cat. You know, they burned some holes up down there in that Denton over there. I'm just saying they got it back up. They got all pressure.
Right here, we had called Daryl the very next day, and Motion said, man, I wasn't going to fix my car, but if the truck won't run, I'll have it fixed. I'll have it ready. I said, yeah. He brung your name up. So, as far as I know, they're going to have it up and running for you.
Well, there it is then.
And you tell Turbo Chris to stay out of our business because he already got his ass tore up. So, now he's trying to find somebody to run me now.
Well, we don't know too much about, like I said, we don't know a whole lot of guys in the game. We know
He bring up your name like y'all brothers or something.
I can't speak on. Like I say, it's two of us, kind of people kind of looking like maybe talk one brother. Like I say, if we come down there and everything go good, hey, you got a race.
Alligator.
Yeah.
I get in the middle of some shit too, man.
What's that?
No, I'm talking about some girls raising shit. You know how you like to stir some shit up? I can stir some shit up, too, now.
You throw it out there. What you got?
Throw it out there. Shit, I like the bullshit. You know me.
That's
how we look at
it. That'd be a good race, man. Motion and pipeline, that'd be a good motherfucker race. I'm going to get mad for our world seat motion and pipeline race. Because I know both of them motherfuckers ride.
Yeah. Well, hell, it sounds like some damn crickets on the damn phone now. What's wrong? I mean, shit.
Hey,
shit,
like you said,
we ain't
running from nobody. If you're a backhand car, we got a backhand car. We coming down there, same one right.
You
got a race.
All the say is home.
Huh?
What happened?
Okay, let's say it's on.
All right. Well, that's all on. I need to know.
Who am I speaking with first?
Alley Cat.
Am I talking to Alley Cat?
Hold on. Daryl trying to get on. Hey, get Daryl on Motion Racing. I just got a text. He said he can't get on. It's full. Hey, see if you can get Motion on.
A text.
Yeah, he's trying to get on, but he can't get on his floor. But
he's on. Daryl, your mic is open.
Oh, shit.
Daryl.
Hey, what's up, Tracy?
What happened? What's up, Daryl?
Hey, Alley Cat.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Well, I talked to Hotshot. Hotshot knew he was supposed to call me back with Pipeline and them on the phone so we could confirm that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, shit. And I never got no car back, so I didn't get the car ready. You know, I thought y'all bullshit, man.
No, we don't bullshit.
But we could definitely. Well, you never called me back. You know, I never received a call, so you know, I thought, you know, I don't know.
Right.
But I had a whole bunch of business stuff going on for the last past 2 weeks, so you know, after I didn't hear from y'all, I didn't. But I could have damn well had it ready. But shit, we could do that race. It don't matter to me.
God damn.
Hey, is your car ready, man? Is your car ready?
Is who car ready?
Motion. You Motion, right?
Mm-hmm. No, my car not ready yet.
No, okay, all right, man. We just looking for a race.
Still,
your car not
I'm
ready.
Still on. But you got a race, though.
Okay.
Soon as it's back up and ready, you got that.
That's understandable.
Goddamn,
hey,
Cat,
got no
you got to fill in the shoes, Cat. You got to fill in. Cat, you got to fill the shoes in, goddamn. You got to fill the goddamn shoes in. Cat, you got
to
fill
the
goddamn
shoes in.
You got to fill the shoes in.
Oh, man, y'all calm down, man.
Get your ass to the water box and fill the shoes in. Goddamn,
okay.
Fill the goddamn shoes in. And goddamn, you try to get out of it.
Goddamn, get your goddamn ass over there. Oh, y'all
Now, goddamn, he ain't no extreme backhand. Now, goddamn, the man coming to your race, you try to find him somebody, he couldn't tell the man, step up to the goddamn plate for a little something and say,
you won't let me talk,
Tracy?
You won't let me talk.
Hey, you were talking before I said something. You were goddamn talking before.
Well, Tracy, shut up.
Okay.
You want everybody else to be quiet, but you want to do all the talking. Sit in the back seat. It ain't your show no damn way this weekend. Right along.
Okay, Vatican got a backhand call, right?
Yeah.
You got a backhand call, right? You throwing the show,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. We can't even find nobody lock in. Won't you say me and us, you and us lock in on something?
Bro, I don't run a chassis truck. I run a backhand truck, but I'm not going to run a chassis truck.
Who said we got a chassis truck?
I was trying to save you.
You trying to save him?
But since you called me out, I don't run a chassis truck.
Is that what you said? If it's a true backhand, I run your ass head up.
Let's lock that in. It's a true backhand. Well, let's lock it in. And once you get there, if it's not, you owe me. It's simple with me.
Oh, man.
You see what I'm saying? Call me out again.
That's your show.
Watch me move with that chassis truck.
Just say you're scared.
Watch me move with that chassis truck.
Oh, now you won't go to the chassis truck. When we got a truck locked in. Hey, let me. You say what you had to say. Let me say what I had to say. When we bought that truck out, it was going down the line. We couldn't get it down the start line. Everybody wanted to jump on it. Now we're talking.
I didn't
want to
jump on.
I didn't say you.
Let me say everybody.
Then you say, well, a lot of people want to jump on us because we couldn't get it down. We was new to the game. We had all kind of shit going. But now we got a truck back half running good. We want to race. Now everybody wants to hit back half. Two chances. And everybody say that we got two or three kids. All we can do is a good race. We don't care what you got. We don't care the other backhand truck at. All we claim is we're going to be the baddest backhand truck anywhere around. You hear it live from us tonight. Any backhand truck that wants some, all you can get some if we come down there this weekend. If you think it's a two-channel truck, we don't have to run you. Let's say,
I'm going to make it even more simpler for you. Cover the whole motor. I don't even want to see the motor. Just let me see the frame. That's it. And if it's a back half or a true back half, I'm going to run your ass head up.
You can run his head up.
I didn't stutter. And we can lock that in right now tonight.
Well, we're not going to actually. We ain't going to feel like drug racing, we should have to do that. Hey, we can like the new game, but we ain't that view.
Well, you know what they say. Look.
We ain't asking nobody to look upon their hood. We ain't asking to look upon your hood. We don't know what's under yours. We don't want to know what's under yours. All we ask you is to get to the line and give the race. If you don't want to race, hey,
I tell you what then. To be shitty about it, then I tell you what. Won't you run the high car then? Since you're not gonna ask any questions,
we can't be him. Hey, We can't be him.
You say
we can't
we ain't ask no questions.
Hot is extreme, man. Hot is extreme. Be for real about it.
Hey, like I say, Hattie Cat, hey, what you didn't tell me, you can't beat me then.
We can't be lying.
Tim, you can't be me lying. Let it alone.
I'm not going to sit up here and bullshit.
Let it alone then.
Let it alone.
Let it alone then.
Pipeline, baby.
Now you see, Alligator, if you follow up, if you follow up on all your promotions and stuff, and you would have made that phone call, you wouldn't have to run in the bushes like you're running now.
Well, you know,
see what I'm saying?
I don't have your number.
All y'all
just
do
have
is
y'all number.
Bullshit, Alligator, you call me all the time.
I don't.
If you
would
have followed up, you wouldn't have to run in the bushes like that. I'd have took care of that for you. I'd have took care of that for you.
Man, that man, I called him that 20 goddamn times. That was one phone call.
All that to do is one phone call. You talking about a day's of work, man? I got two goddamn twins, man. That's bad as hell, man. You talking about a day's of work, man? You could have had that motherfucker huffing and puffing.
Yeah.
Now you see, you didn't come to me, you know? I thought y'all was bullshit. You know, y'all called me. You know, I'm the truck want to run y'all. All right, get them on the phone, man. I ain't never heard back. It's like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Now you want to run in the bushes because I can't make it now. When all it was a simple phone call.
Okay. I'm running the
truck.
Hey, motion.
Yeah.
Motion.
Wait,
we're going to be, they look like we're going to be around in that area for a while, the way it looks. And if your car ready by October, and we ready to.
My car will be ready next month, man. Like I said, this is a day's work, man. We can log in the next week.
September?
It don't matter.
Well, why you don't want to call out Tracy? He on the back ass, bro.
When I get my car ready, we'll do something. Fuck it. I'm not going to be like that weak-ass Alicat on the Witness Protection Program.
All right, man.
If I line up to run Pipeline. I'm not on the Witness Protection Program, Alicat. Hey, Moshe,
I don't give a fuck what you say.
I'm mad. I'm walking up and down the hallway, man. I can't believe this shit, man. God damn. That's what we do, man. We race. You know, I told 20, no, I ain't worried about it right now, man. We ain't got no race. You know? And then I get that phone call, you know, and you know, I'm like, well, man, call back with them on the line, man. We lock it in. I get the car. Man, I ain't never heard of nothing, man. That's supposed to be the best promoter in Texas.
That's supposed to be the best promoter in Houston. Watch this.
Oh,
shit, Pipeline truck, Alicat. God damn it, Nightmare stood up and ran the goddamn man. Now, I'm a run the man, just like I'm a run DJ. I don't have no witness protection program. DJ kick his ass out of the bus.
Hey, that's Nightmare car that they run their program the way they want to run. You can't get down the motherfucking track without breaking shit. So you still ain't ran nobody
by
the fake ass racer.
You been saying that shit since last year. Oh, Alicat, don't come on here. Oh, you goddamn it. The man kicked your goddamn ass out. Come on, man. I'm going to run the man, and I'm going to run your ass, too.
Oh, all right. Well, anyway, man, we don't want to talk about that, man. That shit boring.
Goddamn, get what?
Anyway.
The man called about the show, man. I'm going to get you a race. The goddamn once the motion wasn't running, I said, well, goddamn, Alicat, step up and do something for the goddamn man.
I'll get you a race.
Hey, Pipe, you see the cheerleaders on the phone, see? That's why you don't do stupid shit. That's why you don't do stupid shit. I say, you see the cheerleaders on the phone right now. That's why you don't do stupid shit in a grudge race. Be careful what you do.
I understand. You try to put it on motion, and he'll scream back, hey. But, hey.
No. Hold on. I didn't put motion on you. You did that. You brung up motion name.
Well, not me.
Brian didn't need no friend. They be deep, man.
I apologize. Brian did that. He said Daryl.
Okay.
And I said, man, we got two Daryl.
Okay.
Okay. I apologize. It was Brian right. said that.
Okay. Okay. And I can say, okay. I'm new to the game, but I ain't that new.
Oh, well.
Yeah, you about to learn quick, man.
Pipeline. I'll offer Alicat the back pass. Tell him you give him the back pass.
Who said that?
Give Alicat the back tie, Pipeline.
Give him the back tie?
Give him the back tie.
Who said that
on the phone?
I don't know who that is. Somebody told him to offer you the back tie.
See what he takes that, Alicat. See what he takes that. Fuck it.
It's his show.
Give him the back tie.
Identify yourself.
What do you want to do?
What do you want to do? Give him the back tie.
His show, give him the back tie. I got to go on a conference call for that. That might be a little too much for Mr. Alicat. He might be flying. I got to do a conference call.
Man. Ain't no need to go on a conference. He ain't going to take it. Going to get across his ass. What we going to do?
Identify yourself, and we can lock in. Coward?
Nah. You the coward. You want the back tire.
I don't want the back tie. Y'all don't keep that. I said the move. Are you deaf all of a sudden? I said the move.
I wasn't deaf.
Why y'all trying to urge up some shit? Shit, are you fucking with the right
back
one?
To a Monday a week ago, man, when y'all tried to team up on Comic Dog, man. Told you wasn't ready. You wanted to race.
That's why they were beating on that chest. They know I wasn't ready.
Let me tell you something.
Hey, man,
that
really don't want me.
I tell you what. Everybody listen to this. Me and Atomic Dog, we ain't got to race. I'm good with not racing it. How about that?
No, we gonna race it. I gotta steal that motherfucker and put a drive in it. We gonna race.
And I'm disappointed in badass Alicat, man.
Yeah, disappointed.
Hey, you think you better get us raised down there?
Yeah, ain't gonna be no problem with that.
Okay, then.
You got horse? What horse is that? Horse is
back. Really, what this is, I got a bunch of haters on the phone that they really want to see me lose real bad. And I sense the bullshit.
I ain't trying to give Miller all that. All I want to do is trying to give him a raise.
If you get your ass fucked up Sunday, who gonna save your ass? Who gonna save you Sunday if you get fucked up?
Hey, Alicat, you can put it like this then. If we can't get a race.
No, you don't get a race.
How about you get the back tie from us?
I told you what I want, and we can lock that in. And my car not even running. Car not running, but that bitch will be running Sunday. If you give me the move, I'm going to fix that bitch tomorrow.
I ain't said the move. I said the back tie. I ain't said the back tie and the move now.
I asked for the move. You almost there. Fuck the back tie. You know what the back tie is?
We
don't
give you no move,
Alicat.
We can't
do that for
Hold on. I don't need to talk to two people. Now, if you want to identify yourself, I'll go under the bed.
Well, we're going to let that alone. If you find us a race, that's cool. If you don't, that's cool. But we coming.
No, I'm going to find your ass a race. Trust me, you bring your ass here, you're going to get you a race.
Okay. Yeah. Looking forward
if
to seeing
you,
you
on myself.
Sunday.
Huh?
Pipeline. Make sure you have a good spot. Yes, sir.
Pipeline.
Uh-huh.
You mean to tell me y'all that tough, man?
Huh? I said, you mean to tell me y'all that too?
I don't know, man. Man, we're just trying to get us a race. We won't go away and I don't get a race, man. Yeah, we're just
no, it ain't that they tough treat, man. It's just that I got a lot of people against me right now. That's all.
You ain't racing for what?
I know my hero going racing, though. I know
man,
why he was going to race.
You not even talking about no race. You ain't racing. You ain't racing shit this year. You ain't racing none this year.
I know who
and
I'm going to race.
And the year is damn near over with.
Hey, I know who I'm going to race.
Well, what?
Gonna,
I don't want to race you no more, man.
I don't want to race, man. Hey, watch it. I know who I'm going to race.
Hey, man, I'm going to throw in the towel, cuz. And it's white. Dude, there it is. It's in the ring. I don't want to race.
I'll kill your truck and have it put a drive in that motherfucker.
I ain't got time for the circus, Tracy. I ain't got time for the circus.
ain't no circus. I know who I'm going to race.
All these goddamn.
Now, there's a goddamn shame. You won't even step up to the plate and take a gamble with that man.
Well, okay. You didn't take a gamble at your own motherfucking show.
Oh, hold on.
Did you?
Hold on. Watch it. Hold on.
You paid some punk out money, you goddamn punk.
Watch it, sucker.
You goddamn punk. You paid some punk out money.
If you think I broke my goddamn car on purpose,
I don't know what you did.
It cost me money from breaking. That's why the
every time you crank that raggedy motherfucker up, it always breaks.
They sound like you just told them up on your car ain't running right now. So what's wrong with that raggedy motherfucker?
Yes, ain't got nothing to do.
Hey, Cat, don't come on here with that. You were beating on
you lock in with me.
Now you said your car not running, so you've been pump faking all the goddamn time.
I'm willing to lock in. I'm willing to lock in with anybody right now.
I can't tell the man. The man said he'll lock you in.
If he give me a move, we're going to lock in. And that bitch will be there Sunday.
None in the giving shit.
Well, hell, that's what we used to beg for all the goddamn time. You used to beg. Why
I
can't beg?
I never in my life begged coming from Alley Cat. I bet you don't always beg from me. I bet you ain't never begged from you. I bet you always done beg from me.
Tracy, I don't want to race you, man. I don't want to race you.
I'm going to have somebody see that motherfucker. We're going to put a drive in it.
I don't want to race you, man.
Yeah.
We going to race.
Pipeline, you show up Sunday, you get your ass out of line, I'm going to fuck you up myself.
Hey, Pipeline.
Yeah, I'm here.
Who else you can call that?
We might get hold of Cornbread if he coming down.
I mean, you can call him out. You can talk to him.
We called him out, but he said he didn't know what he's going to be there to do there tonight.
I said, how about Cornbread?
Huh?
I said, how about Cornbread?
Hey, Tommy Dog, Sharon.
Yes, sir, what's up?
Nightmare say, open his mic, get him on the phone. He's been trying to get on. He got some shit to say.
Who?
Nightmare.
Hold on. He on here?
He's from there on now.
Nightmare.
He said, open his mic. He said, this shit ain't over with.
Sharon, you seeing?
Nope.
Ask him what the last phone number's he on.
He hit over here.
Is he on somebody else's phone?
Is there any way that you can call him then?
You gonna try to call him? Which one, Cliff or Smooth?
Probably Smooth. Keith or Smooth.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Hey,
second.
You're right. Computer down. No, ma'am. I'm not on the computer. Okay, I'm on
speaker. Are you on speaker?
Well, look here. Go ahead. Don't try to get Smooth on, man. What's up, Tracy?
Y'all will get up off cat. Y'all will get up off cat, man. I'm going to tell y'all right now, man. You get y'all head chopped off, man. Real tough.
Hey.
I'm going to let you know.
Hey.
My head down,
we not on cat. The man just trying to.
You the goddamn lie. You on me, you ugly
man. The man just, hold on. The man just trying to race this weekend, and cat can step up and race the goddamn man. And goddamn,
you're
running
a
monster-looking
motherfucker. You are. You sitting there lying.
Hey, you a goddamn liar. You scary motherfucker. You need to step up and race that goddamn man with your weak ass.
Fuck what
you
say.
Know goddamn
fuck what you say, you damn loser.
Hey, watch this. Goddamn, cat. Now, you a goddamn. Man, that don't make no sense, man.
You need a motherfucker.
Hey. Nightmare
that
wants to talk
to
you. 5218. That's his number.
Who?
Oh, yeah, 5218. Yeah.
Hold on. Let me see it.
Man, I'm just saying, dog. You know what I'm saying? Cat going through some things with his car, man. But pipeline.
Hey, mama, don't be trying to say that man. That man know I was broke, and he called me. Now you come on, don't come on with that shit. There you right there. I see slick. Hold on. I see slick. Hey, 214-5218-6.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? This is Slick. I got Smooth on the line. Smooth, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's happening, man?
Shit, I ain't nothing. Where old Pipeline at, man?
Uh-huh. He there?
Hey, right here. Pipeline, what's up, man? I hear you out there acting bad on them boys. Shit, what you want to bless me? You want to rematch? You want to bless me? You want a rematch? You want to bless me? You gonna give me the move?
Yes, sir.
No, he said you gonna give him the move.
Don't save it.
I can't mess with your head up. I can't mess with your head up, Pipeline. But I'm gonna try to give you some action. You know what I'm saying? I want some get back. Give me some.
No.
That's not too much there for.
Oh, come on. It ain't too much. Give me some. Yeah, you up there beat. You trying to go down on my boy Cat. Goddamn it. I got Cat back. Give me a little something. Let's dance again, baby.
Goddamn right. Already.
That's a little too much for me.
Oh, come on now.
That's don't get me wrong. You're saying that. I can't give a fan a try nothing.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm gonna get back in the bushes. I thought you were trying to get some action since you were coming down here to Texas. See, I'm gonna bless you a little bit.
I ain't trying to get away. No, I'm trying to get some. Here's the man that holds the show.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm gonna leave you alone, Dick.
Okay.
Dre,
all right, man.
Dre, your mic is open.
Dre, go ahead.
He's saying nothing. Anybody else?
No.
All right, man. Well, hell, we coming up on that hour, man. Shit, we gonna do last call and get ready to get out of here, man. So everybody going to the races wherever you're going this weekend, man. You know, do your thing, have fun, man. Hey, Sharon, let's do last call and we gonna get out of here for the night.
Switch final call. Final comment.
Hey, good show, man. Enjoy it. Good show.
Pipeline, final comment.
Hey, man, good show. Enjoyed you guys. Looking forward to going down to Houston and having a little fun.
Daryl, final comment.
Oh, good show, man. I'm still steaming over here, though, but good show, Tracy, fellas.
All right.
Tree man, final comment.
Yeah, it was a good show. Old Pipeline, come on in, woke every goddamn thing up, man. Everybody traveling this weekend, y'all be safe, man. Hope it rain us out, and we'll see what it do.
Underdog, final comment.
I hope I get a look at you this weekend, Tree Man. Other than that, we'll see you off the track.
All right, man, y'all be safe.
Doobie, final comment. T-Mac, final comment. Bushnell, final comment.
Y'all know what it is, racist fans, spectators, see y'all at them tracks. Keep it grudging.
Hater Shaker, final comment.
Good show, everybody. Same pipeline. Come on down here, man. Y'all going to get obliged, baby. Come on back, man. Good talk.
Alley Cat, final comment. It's on you, Tracy.
All right, man. Good show, man. Appreciate everybody for coming on, man. Hey, like you know, man, I feel with 25th, man, North Star. Trying to put on another great show, man. Guys, go out and support. Go out and support October 25th. Prescott putting on one September 6th. You guys, go out and try to support those guys. They come support us. Also, Big Sleepy got one September 20th. Tampa, man, go out and support the people, man. And as you know, it's two going on this weekend. Attacat got one going on down at HMP. Also, Ricky and them got one going on, No Problem. Tree Man's going out there to bring action. Hey, man, guys, go where you're going to go. Be safe, man, and do your thing. And let's just keep it grudge, man, and keep it rocking. Hey, until next time, man, Tom McDowell Grudge Inc. Show. We see y'all next week, man, and be safe, everybody. Good night.
Hey, don't hang up.
I'm